I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Recently, there's been much national debate surrounding social and political questions about the transgender community. We wanted to find out what it's like to make the transition from living as one gender to living as another in rural Vermont. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has our story.
I drove down dirt roads looking for a Vermonter dealing with the challenges of transitioning in a small community. When I pull up to the house in Windham she shares with her parents, 26-year-old Celine Cummings wears a sundress and lip gloss. She brushes her sandy blonde hair over her shoulder and down her back. Filled with my own assumptions, I start by asking about the difficulties of transitioning in such a rural area. But she says, after the hurdle of coming out to her family, her struggles are basically the same as any other millennials. During the visit, we talk more about dating, job searching, and paying off student loans than gender politics, the things most 20-somethings have in common. The conversation reveals that our only real lifestyle difference is that she takes two pills every morning.
So, these are the pills. So, this is the progesterone.
And you can get them filled anywhere?
Yeah, at any pharmacy. And that's the estrogen.
There you go. One's a little green one, so it's a little white one.
Yep.
And that's
it. Just take two and a half of these and one of those.
That's it. Yep. That's the only difference between your womanhood and my womanhood.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cummings' middle name is Alice, after her grandmother, the person who helped her family better understand and accept Celine's transition.
I came out to her just before a two-hour car drive. I was that confident, apparently. And she was all for it, and I think that after I came out to her, everyone else in the family was just like, yes, thumbs up. I had full support from the whole family.
Cummings acknowledges her experience may be different than other people transitioning. She says about half of transgender people have reported being kicked out of their house after they came out to their family. But despite transgender issues coming to the forefront of the news cycle and political agenda, Cummings says she's just trying to figure out who she is, just like everyone else.
Knowing who you are is, I think, a really powerful thing. And not all people find themselves in their life. And I think that is probably one of the most important things in life to figure out is who you are. Some people just know. Other people have to take estrogen and progesterone to figure it out.
One challenge that is unique to Cummings' rural life is the hour and a half drive it takes to see her doctor at the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Transgender Clinic in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Dr. John Turco, an endocrinologist who started the clinic, remembers treating a woman in the early 80s named Trisha, who came from rural New Hampshire. The first person whom he helped transition.
I never heard of transgender patients in medical school, didn't know at all how to take care of them, but I started to learn from Trisha on that appointment and then very quickly realized there was a whole bunch of these individuals. And once, I don't know how I did in that first appointment, but the word got out that I saw this one patient, and before I knew it, I was seeing many more patients.
He says medical care has come a long way since then, and he's helped hundreds transition over the last 30 years. While it's difficult to know exactly how many people are transgender, Dr. Turco says it is likely about 1 in 100 in the general population.
We talk about this rural situation, and some people could say, well, fortunately, this is not an issue in our area because we don't have any. There are transgender individuals everywhere. And I think depending upon their sense of whether it's safe for them to come out is whether or not they're going to be visible.
And this month, the surgeons, endocrinologists, social workers and administrators at Dartmouth-Hitchcock are coming together to better consolidate care for transgender people in Vermont and New Hampshire. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.